Hi, this is Dan Sheridan bringing you the great news of God's transcendent grace. It's Tuesday. Great to be with you today. We're talking about the nature of the relationship between the Father and the Son. I'm going to have to cut it short today. I have been really under the weather terribly. I don't want to start coughing too much here. But again, this topic is so important. I want to give you just a little bit today to carry us on to tomorrow's program. We're discussing Christ as the image of the invisible God. Colossians 1, we read this starting with verse 13. It talks about the Son of His love. I love that title regarding Christ, the Son of God's love, in whom we are having the deliverance, the pardon of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, firstborn of every creature. For in Him is all created, that in the heavens and that on the earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or lordships or sovereignties or authorities, all is created through Him and for Him. And He is before all, and all has its cohesion in Him. The Apostle John talks about Christ as the Word, and the Apostle Paul talks about Christ as the image of the invisible God. So we have the Word and the image. And what that means when you put it together, that in Christ we both hear and see God. In Christ we hear and see the invisible God whom He represents. Now remember, God can't be seen and He can't be heard. However, that's not true of those who are under Him, His subordinates. And of course, the chief of these is the Son of God, the Lord Jesus. He can be seen and heard. He is the image of the invisible God. Now, why is God invisible? Is it because there's a problem with us that our eyesight isn't good enough? No, it has nothing to do with that. It's just essentially the characteristic of God. Invisibility is basic to God. God is spirit. And the moment we try to visualize Him, we limit Him. We basically strip Him of His majesty. We turn Him into a man when we try to visualize Him. We will never see God in a literal sense. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 26 and 27, we read this about Moses, which is a fascinating verse. Hebrews chapter 11, in verse 26, we read this. Verse 27. By faith, referring to Moses, he left Egypt, not being afraid of the fury of the king, for he is staunch as seeing the invisible. He is staunch, as it says, as seeing the invisible. Now notice it says he saw the invisible. That's figurative. He didn't really see Him. The knowledge of the living God gave Moses the power to do what he did. And like Moses, we will see the invisible in a figurative sense. Remember, God is invisible. We must understand that. And once we do, we will finally understand the role of Christ, the Son of God, as the image of the invisible God. Now, I know the scripture uses figures of speech to describe God using human features. Such, we read that God has eyes, ears, mouth, lips, hands and feet, and other things like that. But those are figures of speech, because without these figures of speech, without God defining Himself, let God define Himself using terms that we understand, we would never know God. So He does use language, figures of speech that make Him seem human to us. But essentially, God is God, and He is invisible, and Christ is the image of the invisible God. We'll come back tomorrow with more of this topic on Christ as the one who is the image of the invisible God. This is Dan Sheridan. Remember this, the closer you draw near to God as He's revealed in the correctly cut and correctly translated scriptures, the less religious and ceremonial you will be.